She has done nothing wrong. Why he killed Bali? He should not kill. Because he was Shyam. And Krishna is also Shyam. So he does against the principles of prema. We know Brahman, he was Shyam, was black. You know?
Brahman? Brahman Dev.
He was actually very long and very... But he came in the shape of Brahman Dev.
Dwarf.
And bluffed Bali. He took everything of Bali Maharaj. And yet he...
tied him
with Nag Phas. And he was bitterly crying. What is the principle? We have seen, we know that by the hearing the name of God, liberation comes. But he gave in tight. This is not the lakshan of Bhagavan. So we don't have any friendship with blacks. Go away at once. Beast again does something, again flies, then Radhika thinks that he is saying that perhaps that, then why you are doing Krishna, 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 and every you are telling the pastimes of Krishna. You should forget Krishna. Oh, that is the thing that we cannot forget. Oh, how is Shyam? He has come from Gurukul. Oh, don't say Krishna, that we are so much opposite to Krishna.
Don't tell him.
So this is very, very important place for Gaudiya Vaishnava Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cult here. We bow down lakhs and lakhs time to the dust of this place. There are so many trees there. Now they have vanished. Because no one is appreciator of all these things in Kalika. So they have vanished. And they have perhaps taken, they have got the bhav of gopis for which they were here. Yes.
In the morning, first time of Radhika, Yashoda sees that my son is becoming thinner and leaner and thinner. Understand? So he is very, very
worried
for this. At last, she asked Purnima Devi, what to do? My son does not take anything what we prepare to. Then she told, Purnima Devi told, that you can call wife of Abhimanyu, Uttarapadhu of Jatila, daughter-in-law, and if she will cook and Krishna will take, his hunger will be, and very taste he will take, and by taking he will be very strong and living life.
Long life.
And no rogue.
Sickness.
No sickness at all. No calamity. No anxiety. So you should call. Yashoda himself went there and met Jatila. That I want that your daughter-in-law should come to my house and prepare something that will be very, very useful for Krishna. Krishna does not take. He is my only son. So I pray you to allow your daughter-in-law to cook in my house. She became angry, very, very angry. I am not your maid servant, our whole family is not servant of yours. Your son is very, very... very, very dhurta, very troublesome. And he bites, he is very poisonous. And if he will cut, then that poison will never go. So I am the last lady to send my daughter-in-law to your house. I will not allow. Radhika, Yashoda has brought with her some ornaments, very, very precious,
valuable
ornaments and clothes. He said to Jatila, I want to meet your daughter-in-law. I want to see. He called the Srimati Radhika. She came with Lalita Vishal. Then Yashoda, by cleverly, he gave all ornaments and gave her kangan, payjeb, anguli,
rings.
Yashoda put all these ornaments to Radhika's hands, neck and all the things. The ornaments were so precious, valuable, that water came from the mouth of Kutila, Jatila. She became very polite and told that, I will think what to do. Now you should go. I will think and I will ask my son also. Then I can. He became some. Then Yashoda went to Purnima and told her she became very furious by this proposal. And what to do? Yeah, I will do. Yashoda, Purnima one day went to Jatila. Jatila did dandavat to Purnimasi. And she worshipped Purnima. She knows that Purnima is such a lady that what he will tell, surely it will be.
Yeah.
If she is very much pleased to us, and if he gave Bardhan blessing, by her blessing, lakhs of cows will be of my son. And I will be very, my son will be very, very wealthy. And we'll have a son also by the grace of God. So she worshipped. Then Purnima told, what do you want? I want so many cows, so many sons of my nephew. I want grandson. Then she told that you should obey Yashoda. What Yashoda tells, you should actually and at once you should follow and you should do. If she wants that your daughter-in-law should go to Nandagaon, in the palace of Yashoda, and cook for Krishna. At one send. If you will not send, I am seeing that you will be destroyed and your son will be destroyed. No cows will be to Govardhan. So at once send her. And that fact she told to Yashoda, I have told here. So now again you should try and she will send. Then Yashoda called Kundalata, the wife of Subhadra. Subhadra is son of Upananda. She went there and told Kutila, Jatila to send her. She agreed and sent with Kundalata and told Kundalata, I am giving my daughter-in-law to your hand, hence you return yourself. Very careful. There is a snake. She is very black and his poison is very much strong. So if it cuts to my daughter-in-law, he will not be rescued. She will die. So be careful about this. She told that, I will see and I will bring it as I am taking to her. She, with Lalita Vishakha and all the friends, she was coming from Javat to Nandagaon. In the midway, where there is Kadamba tree, that my name, Kadamba tree, Krishna was sitting and milking cows. Lakhs and lakhs of cows were standing there. Cough were drinking and some were playing, some were
jumping.
At first Radhika, Lalita told, we will not go by this way because that snake is there. He will catch hold of us. So we should go by Durki, far away way we should go. Radhika told that, I don't fear. I will go by this sister. This is my passing way. So I will not go roaming hither and thither. I will go just. I will see what he does. Then Lalita said, oh, we should go. But they were going very carefully. And Krishna was saying, watching, that they are coming. So with pagadi on her head, pagadi means not topi, to turban, with turban and one jar on this, sitting on like this, like gwala, some rope were there, Krishna, and very udanda janta hai, udanda. There is no any other substitute word. Krishna was watching. When she came nearest way point, Krishna was doing like this. He did like this. And that milk at once went to the mouth of Krishna, Srimati Radhika, and washed his mouth. Then all gopis were laughing. And Radhika became very merry, ashamed. And Krishna was laughing by doing this. Then she went away. But Krishna stole his heart. Body was going, but mind was there. So he wanted to see Krishna again. So he thought a way. If he does like this, all will. All will tell, oh, she is what? Present to Krishna. So she took his mala. Mala means
necklace?
Not necklace. Oh, golden chain. She broke the that thing. And all by
beads?
Hither and thither. And he sat like this and was
picking up
and seeing. This was a pretense plan.
It was a trick.
This was trick to see Krishna. And for a 5 minutes or 10 minutes, she was picking, and all sakhis were also picking and watching Krishna. Krishna became very glad. So pastimes like these, daily, like this, very very beautiful scenes or pastimes were going on the way. Upon the under the tree, where these pastimes were going, that is called Ter Kadamba. Swarup Goswami used to live here and to first think. Used to samadhi all these things, and used to write what he has seen in samadhi. Swarup Goswami has seen all these things in his samadhi, and described in his books. Ramrasasthali Krishna came with Srimati Radhika. At first, they saw the footprints of Krishna. Was so much deep because Krishna was going, taking Srimati Radhika in his laps or on his shoulders. So the footprints were very, very deep. Now they saw that Krishna, between two Krishna feet, they saw a small, very beautiful Sulakshana marks in the feet of Srimati Radhika. They saw very little and very beautiful footprint. They thought, whose footprint it may be? The gopi whose footprint is here, she is with Krishna. So this has meditated Krishna more than any of gopis. So this gopi is more
dear
to Krishna. Lalita Vishakha saw that footprint. And they were very much happy that, oh, this footprint is of Srimati Radhika. So become very happy. In the meantime, Krishna came to Shringarbhat with Srimati Radhika. Here Radhika sat on a on earth, on a high place. And Krishna, leaving Radhika, went taking flowers. Those flowers were
low level.
Krishna easily took all these flowers. But those were high level, Krishna spent on only this part. Only fingers and this portion was seen in his footprint, not whole. One gopi is telling that, oh, here, Radhika has sat here, and his Priyatam Krishna is taking flower. Oh, there some flowers are here. Where Radhika is sitting. Here, Kaminya means the person who is under the wish of his Manini, she is controlling Krishna. So he is Vashibhut. So he has done Sringar of Radhika. What he has done?
In the hair.
And in the midst a beni. He has put garland. He has garlanded this beni here. And Krishna himself has done very beautiful mala,
garland.
And Krishna has given in the neck of Srimati Radhika, that one in here. He has given some flowers, red flowers, jose here, like sindoor. And he has done shringar, decorating Srimati Radhika. So this, when gopis came, Krishna and Radhika just came out of that place and were hidden somewhere. So where the Krishna had did this shringar, and Krishna gave mirror in the hands of Radhika. Radhika is seeing, and Krishna is doing decorating Srimati Radhika. So this is the place of shringar, but under this tree where Radhika was sitting and Krishna was decorating, that place is shringar bhat. Now that bhat is not there. At the time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaitacharya Prabhu, Sanatana Unru, that bhat briksha, banyan tree was there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there. Nityananda Prabhu was there for so many days there. Yet, the pujari of Mandir say that we are of Nityananda Parivar. They don't, we deny that we are all Nityananda Parivar, not only they. But they specially say that we are of Nityananda Parivar. Nityananda Prabhu took shelter there for so many days there. When he came to take darshan of Vrindavan Braja, he was there. At that time, that bhat briksha was there. Now Gaur Nityananda has been established by any bhakta, devotee has been. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also came to that place, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Rupa Sanatana. And they have taken it as Sringar Bhat. Nidhu Van, very, very Rahasyapurna Artha. Rahasyapurna Artha,
secret meaning.
It should not be out. When Radha and Krishna make together and they play so many lovely pastimes, it is called Nidhubana. The most special meeting is called Nidhubana. Nidhu.
Nidhu means sleep, or Nidhu means special?
To meet together, it is called Nidhubana. This is the place where in the kunja, there are so many kunjas there in Vrindavan, lakhs and lakhs of. In the night, when gopis used to come, they live in their special kunjas, Lalita kunja, Vishakha kunja, Chitra kunja, Champaklata, Kundalata, so many kunjas there.
What is the kunja?
Kunja means
small grove,
yes.
Grove or forest,
small grove. Kunja means grove. Four trees are standing, and creepers, like a house. Every gopis has kunja there, separately. Krishna, Radha sometimes hide himself in his kunja. Krishna is searching Srimati Radhika. Krishna told that, where is Radha? Vishakha told Krishna, Radha is in this kund. Krishna thought that they misguide me. So it may not be, it will be that Krishna is not here, Radha is not here, yet they are but pretending.
Telling lies.
Lies. So he went to seek Radha in another kund, but Radha was there. He asked Lalita where she is. She told that she is in other kund, not here. Krishna thought that she is telling lie. She must be here. So he went at in the kund and saw that Radhika is there, alone. This is Kunja Leela. Every gopi in their separate kunj meets Krishna. This whole are in Nidhuban. Only Ratri Leela.
Is Nidhuban and Seva Kunj same?
No. Seva Kunj is the place of dance, Ras Leela, of all gopis. And here, Radhika became tired. She told Krishna that I cannot walk, I cannot nitya,
dance,
I cannot do anything. Then Krishna here went to Radhika and did like this.
Messages.
See, this is Seva Kunj, especially the Radhika, the Seva of Radhika Krishna has done. Nidhuvan is the place where they especially alone meets with Krishna in every kunj. That is Nidhuvan.
This tree is very old. Tamarind tree. Very old tree. This tree is of about more than 5,000 years. It is written in any Puran. Gosamis have taken reference from that Puran. Either Padma Puran or Skanda Puran. Oh, no. Bara Puran. That Krishna became disappeared from Ras. Disappeared from Ras. With Radha, all gopis were crying and weeping that Krishna has gone alone, disappeared alone. All gopis were crying bitterly and they were seeking Krishna, where Krishna is. After some time, they began to weep and they entered in a Leela, Leela Vilas. What is Leela Vilas? They have no upper Gyan. Upper Gyan means?
Consciousness?
For body or anything.
Yes.
They asked from banyan tree and all other trees which are very, very high. And for that they are Purush. Purush means they are male.
Yes.
And ask, you are so tall and from here you are seeing here and there for a very far different places. Can you say where is Krishna? You are not telling anything. They again ask, if you will not tell us where he is, can you tell that he has gone from this way? We think that certainly you have seen, because you are very, 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 very in pleased position.
happened, but you are very glad.
Please, happy.
You are very happy. Still, they don't reply. Thought they are of Krishna Dal, Krishna Paksha. You are of Krishna group, so you are not telling. They went to creepers, Lata, creepers, Belly, Chameli, Jui, and all other creepers. They asked, why you are so happy? There were some flowers were blooming there, and bees were hammering there. So they saw that they are laughing and criticizing for these ladies. I'm very, very happy. They asked them, why you are so happy? They are not speaking. Yet they thought that they know, but they are not telling us. They asked, have you seen Krishna? They were not replying. Then they believed, extrapolated,
yes,
that surely they have seen Krishna. And Krishna has touched them with very faith. Very loving mood. And he has done like this. So they are very joyful, very, very pleasant. So they have become in the group of Krishna.